Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Let me say, first of all, that I am very deeply grateful to my good friend Dick Gephardt. I couldn't help but, when my side maybe overreacted to your statement ending 40 years of Democratic rule, that I couldn't help but look over at Bob Michael, who has often been up here and who knows that everything Dick said was true.
That's Newt Gingrich, born June of 1943, U.S. politician, author, political consultant, represented Georgia's 6th Congressional District as a Republican, and he served as the 58th Speaker of the House of Representatives. And Gingrich was a candidate for the U.S. 2012 Republican Party presidential nomination. Okay, so you're getting ready to travel. Now, what's one of the first things you do? Maybe log on to Google and look at the best hotel and travel deals? Well, there are so many of those out there. Priceline, Expedia, Hotels.com, Orbitz. Well, we actually got a chance to speak to one of the owners of a site like that to see about hotel deals and really what's available. His name is Bob Diener. He owns the hotel travel site GetARoom.com. So let's get into our chat. Bob, thanks for spending the time with us here. And let me just ask you, what are some of the biggest things right now in terms of what you find baby boomers are looking for in some of their travel hopes and wishes and plans?
Well, baby boomers, first of all, they're looking for good values. They're looking for excitement. They're looking for fun places to stay. And what's happening now in the industry is that it's getting really busy out there because there's been almost no new hotel product brought onto the market in the last several years. But demand has steadily increased. And, you know, baby boomers tend to be, make the decisions last minute. And so what we really tried hard to do is to convince them that right now a better strategy is to try to book in advance. Last minute was great the last couple years and when it wasn't as busy. But now that it's so busy, the earlier you book, the better the deal. And we now have several thousand hotels offering better rates for booking 14 or 21 days in advance. So if you can plan in advance, you're going to get a better deal. Usually the rates are about 10 to 25% better by booking in advance. So a little extra planning can save you a good amount in your pocketbook.
Yeah, so I guess that's a little bit of a change in approach. Not that I'm the biggest traveler in the world, but my understanding was is sometimes you could get in on a couple of rooms that might be available and get a good deal, but now it's better to plan ahead.
Right, exactly. So, you know, number one, you want to plan in advance. Now, there's a couple tricks out there to getting better deals, and we started this program. I don't want to say it too loud because this is kind of a secret in the industry, but we started this program called the Unpublished Rate System. And the way this works, you know, about 80% of travelers now are going online to find travel, to look for hotels, airlines, et cetera. And very few people are calling anymore. So we set up this deal with hotels. I mean, hotels want to put, and they're afraid to put their really lowest rock bottom rate on the internet because then everybody sees it. So what we've done is we set up this system where you go to the site, you go to GetARoom.com, you find your best deal after shopping, and then there's a number on the site. You call that number, and you just call for a minute and just say, do you have an unpublished rate there? And we've got thousands of hotels that are offering typically 10 to 20%, but as much as 60% less than the lowest rate online by spending a minute and picking up the phone. So this is really kind of a good tip that people don't think of. You can't get this from the hotel. We have a central system for this, and we've got about 90,000 hotels in our system, so we've got a lot of hotels. But if you just pick up the phone for a minute, call the number on the site, and ask for the unpublished rate, you're going to get at participating hotels, you're going to get a better deal than you can find anywhere on the internet. There's also something now called flash sales, and this is something relatively new. And the way this works is that we set up deals with hotels where for limited periods of time, they slash the rate. And usually we're talking 10 to 60% off the rate. And it's in big cities, cities like New York, Chicago, Boston, New Orleans, Miami, San Francisco. And the way this works is when you go to the site, you'll see little clocks. and the clock will tell you, okay, you've got an hour left to book, you've got 24 hours left to book. Usually they're going to be anywhere from a couple hours to 72 hours. And if you book during that window, you can stay whenever you want. You're going to get a great deal. It's really impulse buying. So boomers love impulse buying because you see a deal, you get excited about it, and you book it. What's nice about this is once you book it, you've got an amazing deal. And after that window of time to book is over, the rate goes back to the regular rate, and then you don't see those deals anymore. So if you find these deals, and you can find them, a lot of times you'll see little clocks. It'll tell you how much time you have left. Other times you'll see a rate slashed out, and it'll tell you the lower rate and tell you how long the sale is for. If you can book it during the sale, you're going to save a good amount of money. Everybody wants to save, right? That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Now, when you see that, maybe the person like myself who might be a little bit of a skeptic, that's the real deal. In other words, that's just not some kind of a marketing ploy.
Well, that's right. These flash sales are the real deal. Now, consumers are pretty savvy in today's market. We find that the average consumer is shopping 4 to 5 sites for travel to find the best deal. So most consumers know what the deal is, and they're pretty savvy about the rates. So they know when it's a good deal. You know when it's a good deal. And when it's a good deal, the message is don't procrastinate. When it's a good deal and it tells you you've got an hour left to book it during that window. Now, most of these rates can be canceled, changed later. So you typically don't have a downside to book it. But you do want to, when you see a good deal, you want to lock it in. And again, the earlier you book, the better the deal.
Well, now we've approached and talked about accommodations. Maybe we can touch upon some of the best values of places to go this year.
Well, number one by far is Las Vegas. And everybody loves Vegas because it's such an exciting city with amazing shows, great shopping, so much to do. But we've got hotels, and we've got hotels like the Quad right on the Strip for as low as $14 a night midweek. I mean, it's hard to believe. Now, the trick in Vegas is going midweek because on the weekends, people drive in from neighboring states, California, Arizona, and it gets busy and the rates go up. But if you can go during the week, if you've got some flexibility, the rates are much lower Sunday through Thursday. And, the Quad Hotel, it's right in the center of the Strip. It's first class. And a lot of nights, $14 to $18 a night. I mean, it's really hard to beat. Got hotels like the Luxor, as low as around $47 a night on a lot of nights. It's got an entire Egyptian theme park in the downstairs in the hotel. But my best deal, my favorite deal in Vegas, is at MGM, the Signature Suites. Now this deal I love. We have a whole block of the hotel that we actually call it something else. We call it the Luxury Suites at the Signature MGM. We have to change the name to sell it for a lower price. But we sell it for much lower than what the regular rate is, and we can do that because we changed the name of the hotel. So it's the same facilities and same hotel as Signature at MGM, but because we have a special block, we call it Luxury Suites at the Signature MGM. And you can get a 4.5-star suite right in the center of Las Vegas Strip, 600 square feet, for on most nights around $89 a night, a little bit more on the weekends, right in the heart of Vegas. And then, when you have a nice big suite, Vegas, and you can see the whole city outside your window, you're really living it up for under $100 a night. That's pretty good.
That's really good. Now, you're referring to your site. Why don't you talk a little bit about exactly what that does and a little bit more about it?
Sure. So our site's getaroom.com, and we've got about 90,000 hotels in there. We cover all destinations worldwide, especially U.S. and Europe. And it's a simple site. It's free. You don't have to join anything. Just when you know you're going, put your dates in and your destination on getaroom.com, and then you'll see the hotels pop up. And you'll see, again, you'll see a lot of these flash sales. You'll see little clocks. They'll tell you how much time you have left to book the special deal. It'll also give you the phone number on the site to call for the unpublished rates. And we've got, hundreds upon hundreds of great deals on the website. We're, constantly running these flash sales. And a lot of cities out there, such as New York, are pretty expensive right now. So getting these flash sales can really save you a bundle of money. Also, there's a new trend in hotels, something called shared bath hotel in cities like New York. The average hotel in New York right now is about $450 a night. So it's really expensive. So we've got these new hotels. They're called share, but they're like bed and breakfast hotels, like B&Bs. What happens is you've got a great room, private room, and then every few rooms have a shared bath, just like you would have in a bed and breakfast. And we've got hotels like the Jane Hotel, charming hotel. It's in a one of the most exciting places in areas of New York. And it's around $150 a night when everything else is about triple. We've got hotels like the Pod also in that price range that are very popular, trendy hotels. So this is kind of the new way for people to save a lot of money. You can stay in these great hotels in the shared bath. You know, some of them will have private rooms with a bath at one rate and a private room with a shared bath at a much lower rate. And you can stay in these great hotels for a fraction of what it normally costs.
Sure, and if you're just enjoying the city, that's as much as you need because you'll be out and about all the time.
Right. So we've got, you can put any destination you want worldwide on getaroom.com and put your travel dates in, and we're going to show you hotels in that destination. We're going to show you the rates, and we're going to tell you, we're going to give you reviews of what people say about those hotels. So regardless of where you're going, a lot of people, for example, going to Europe right now. London is a top destination, but it's pretty expensive. But we've got a lot of these hotels in London, hotels like the H10 Waterloo, one of my favorites, four-star. It's running about $180 a night for a great hotel, in dollars, not pounds. We've got hotels like the Henry VIII, that's in a similar price range, and a lot of hotels in Kensington area, that, you know, Hyde Park area, that are at really good rates. So you can look at all these properties, you can shop them, you can read all about them, and you can book them on the site and save a good amount of money. But, you know, we talked about the value destinations. Vegas is number one. Number two is Orlando. Tons of people going to Orlando. This is a what we call shoulder season in a lot of markets around the country. Orlando, South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Miami, the West Coast, Tampa, Sarasota, Fort Myers. This is a great time, a lot of the California markets. This is a great time to travel because it's shoulder season in a lot of these markets, which means it's between busy seasons, between the summer and between the holiday period when it gets pretty busy. Right now is a great time to come, and we're finding some of the best deals of the whole year in markets like Orlando, where you can stay right in Disney, in downtown Disney, at first-class hotels like the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista for as low as about $70 to $79 a night for a Disney hotel. And you get free transportation to Disney. The characters come in and have breakfast with you. You get lots of the other Disney amenities. So if you're thinking about, I'm headed down to Orlando, next couple months, or really anywhere within Florida, next couple months are a great time to do it.
So I guess the message is between now and the holidays is a good time to go.
Yeah, especially for Florida markets, this is really a great time. It's a great time to travel. Airfares are actually pretty good right now. Again, you want to try to get in before the crunch of the holiday period. But really, for the next several weeks, we're seeing some of the best bargains that we believe we're going to see all year, and take advantage of them. And for some destinations like Washington D.C., it depends when you're going. Rates are much lower on the weekends. You know, lobbyists go home means rates go down. Some markets like Vegas, you get better deals midweek. So by being a little bit flexible, you can save a lot of money. Flexibility is really the key. Flexibility on your dates that you're going, flexibility in where you're going to stay. And a lot of people just think of the big chain. And they don't think about all the independent hotels. But there are so many independent hotels in markets like San Francisco, for example. Most hotels are independent, and typically they're the best values. So if you think about, you need to look at, you can see lots of them on the site, and we write up descriptions about them, again, read the reviews. But, think about not only the big-name hotels. Think about a lot of these independent boutique hotels. A lot of them are very charming. They have a lot of local flavor, and they can save you a good amount of money.
One thing I always like to ask in my interviews is, and I know you've given us some great tips here, but do you have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 tips that baby boomers who are planning to take an excursion or thinking about it, or maybe they've been holding off and doing it, what might be some of those tips?
Well, absolutely. first of all, you know, days of the week to travel. So the best days to take flights right now are Tuesdays, then Wednesdays, and then Saturdays. And those are the 3 days of the week that airports are not busy. So number one, you avoid lines. And number two, you're typically going to get a much better fare. Next, you don't have to take the same airlines in both directions anymore. That system has been scrapped. So about the two-thirds of the time, I take one airline one way, another airline back, because I get a better fare than taking the same airline round trip. So you need to price when you're out shopping. Compare different airlines, check each way, because all airfares right now are not priced round trip, they're priced each way, and you can often get a better deal if you split them up. Think about different parts of the city. I'm here in Miami Beach right now. A lot of people want to come down to South Beach. Great, I mean, great clubs, restaurants, it's a lot of fun. The fashion center of the world right now. But the hotels in South Beach are a lot more expensive than the hotels in North Beach or the hotels in Sunny Isles or in Hollywood, Florida. So by being a little bit flexible in your location, you can get often a much better deal on the hotels. Same when you're flying. Think about alternate airports. So everybody wants to go into Chicago O'Hare, but there's often better rates into Midway. People are thinking Miami, but there's often better fares into Fort Lauderdale Airport and West Palm Beach Airport. Everybody wants to go into LAX in Los Angeles, but there's often better fares in Long Beach. So by checking different airports for your same destination, you can often get a much better deal. Now, also, make sure you check all the airlines. Airlines such as Southwest typically don't participate in a lot of other websites. So even though you may be looking at a web, your favorite website, they may not offer Southwest Airlines, which often has better fares into a lot of markets. So you always want to go, once you're shopping for your airfare, always go and check Southwest. And then when you're out and you're looking for your car rentals, for example, try a shopping comparison site. My favorite one is kayak.com, where you can shop a lot of different, you know, car vendors or the travel vendors in one shot and typically find your best deal and save you a lot of time. And again, we mentioned earlier, you always want to find your best hotel deal and then call us. Go to getaroom.com, look at the phone number on the site, and call. Ask for the unpublished rate, because it can easily save you 10 to 20% and as much as 60% off the lowest rate you can find anywhere. It's a simple way to save some money.
Well, those are great tips. And then just finally, Bob, I know you've been doing this a long time. Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I've been in the travel industry now for about 30 years. My last company, started out, was called Hotel Reservations Network, and it became Hotels.com. And I sold the company about 8 years ago, and I had a non-compete for a few years, had to sit on the beach and think about next things to do, and I came up with GetAroom.com. And believe it or not, the name was still available. Hard to believe, but was able to purchase it. And we formed the site to find travelers better deals, because there's so many people used to call me and say, Bob, everywhere I go, I see the same rate. How do I get a better deal? So we figured out some ways to get consumers better deals. We talked about a few of them, the flash sales, the unpublished rates. But I'm the guy out there that's traveling nonstop from destination to destination, scouting deals, finding unique hotels, finding different types of hotels, and then putting them on the site. Sometimes it's a condo building where they couldn't sell the condos, so they convert them into a hotel, and we put them on the site, and they're much better deals. We have a lot of those in markets such as New York, Washington, and Boston. But there's always new deals. We're constantly putting them on the site. And so I created GetAroom.com as really a niche site for special deals on hotels, resorts, and lodging.
Unpublished rate, that's the key, huh?
That's definitely the magical words. And when you say those words, kind of the confetti comes down, the bells go off, and the agents know to give you a better deal than they're giving other people. You know, the most frustrating thing is you walk out of your hotel and you're in the elevator, and the guy says, I got a great deal in my hotel room. You say, what'd you pay? And you find he paid half the price that you paid. You never want to have that feeling. You want to be the guy paying the lower rate. So by following some of these tips, you can usually get a better deal.
Well, that's been great. I really appreciate all your time, and hopefully the travelers, I think they'll be benefiting by it. So thanks so much, Bob.
Well, it's great being on with you, and you'll never pay full price. There's always a way to get a deal.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts.
you can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again!